Okay, hello, this is Kenji for the special Q&A session for the membership, Joyful Light Weavers group. So we're going to request you post your questions and comments for today. And let me see here. Star 2 to raise your hand, those of you on the phone. So briefly, this is an idea I had to continue to engage with the membership in a more informal way. We most likely will not do an activation on this call. It'll be more kind of like a fireside chat kind of thing. So we can talk about world and national events, parenting new age kids, metaphysical and esoteric concepts, midlife crisis, spiritual emergence, kundalini rising, contemporary medicine, holistic medicine, that is, post-212 and the new earth kind of stuff. Okay, let's see, going back to control panel. Okay, Nancy, Nova Scotia, you're unmuted.
Oh, hi, Kenji.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So, what's on your mind today?
Oh, it's so hard some days for me to sort through the what's on my mind things so much. I'm looking to probably sell my house next month, because
mm-hmm.
right now we're in the middle of storms, as you somebody else pointed out, so
uh-huh.
trying to put my house on the market's a bit stupid. And at the same time, I've been, it's a weird thing. I've been trying to retire for it feels like forever.
Mm-hmm.
And and every time I am about to, you know, say, okay, that's it, I'm done, then more stuff comes up, and it's like, I don't want to get involved. And so I'm having this dilemma stuff. You know, what the things I want to contribute to in the world, and then
mm-hmm.
and my capacity, and also my capacity.
Yes.
As I'm getting older. So, you know, it's really interesting because, just I think it's all about, you know, a pull on how I spend my time and energy and how I want to spend my time and energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what else to say about that. There's a group that I've been involved with that have been trying to get their feet off the ground for it feels like forever.
Mm-hmm.
But they're leading edge, and they're very, very global, and
mm-hmm.
they're working with really great processes that are really beneficial in organizations and holistic approach in working with organizations. And it's very complex systems-y type stuff. And I know it's needed in the world, and so I see it as being something I want to contribute to. But my brain surgery last year said, okay, you're done. And then I became not done. Which sounds
nice.
Weird.
Yeah. It's all weird.
Well, yes,
you know, bottom line is you have to tap into your soul and ask. And this is a little preview of the April online series that I just created that we're going to offer. It's three parts. So what you can do so you can get clarity, because everybody's in this place of, like, finding clarity.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much input, and we can get very overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to ask your soul, what is important for you right now? And disregard everything else that you have on your plate that you think you got to do or don't want to do.
Okay.
So you have to go into meditation and tune into your heart chakra and ask your soul. Direct the intention or the question to your soul, which is multidimensional and doesn't really have a form as such on the very high levels, and ask. And ask to be guided in the direction that it wants you to take.
Well, I feel like I was definitely giving guidance around the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that that's...
And it is good in this day and age to not be attached to a heavy mortgage and all of that. Because we don't know about the earth changes and what's going to happen. You know, they're still happening, and they've been happening for a while. They'll continue to happen as long as we have wars on the planet, because it's nature's way of attempting to wake us up. And the more that you're not attached to stuff on the physical plane, the better you'd be. Because some of this younger generation, you know, these kids that are in their 20s and 30s, and they're becoming mobile in a sense of they're not attaching themselves to anything that's going to keep them down on the physical plane. And if they want to travel, they'll do that.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what I'm, not that I'm being called to travel as much, because travel is hard on my body now.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at the same time I'm feeling that it's time to sell my house and be done with that.
That would be a good thing.
and so that I know is true, and I also know when I'm going to do it. So that decision's been made. It's kind of all the other stuff around it. Of course, I want to manifest a person in my life, but that's one of those, you know, snap my fingers.
Yeah, snap your fingers. Okay, up here today.
Yeah. Thanks.
Call forth your future partner in the dream state. That's another thing you can do before you go to sleep at night.
Okay.
Send out the intention that you want to connect. Well, it doesn't have to be just one, but send out
that thought. Always the problem, though. When I get more than one, it gets complicated, and I don't really want complicated.
Okay, well, then
anymore.
You just better do the one, then.
Because I've had multiples in the past come out of the woodworks at me. And it's like, yeah, okay, great. I understand the concept of choice. However, at this stage, at this stage of my life, I'm trying to simplify, not complicate.
Yes. Okay, well, you send that thought out to the universe.
Okay.
And then worry about the details. Just letter to God kind of thing. You take care of the details, God. Here is what I would like in my life, this or something even better. And I leave it up to you to take care of the details and divine right timing. And then you have to energetically, emotionally detach yourself from the outcome so that your intention is wide open, open-ended. Okay.
Yeah, and I think the other piece of the other group thing just feels, again, I've been, you know, I love each and every individual in this group of people, and I love the work, but I'm also feeling that it's more than I'm capable of now, and it's too much energetically for me. And so there's some, but it makes me terribly sad, feels very saddening for me. I feel like I almost am isolating if I pull away too much.
Well, just temporarily detach yourself.
Yeah,
doesn't have to be a forever thing.
Yeah, I have to give some more thought to that one.
Yes, but don't go into your head about it. Just feel in your body if it's correct for you to pull away right now. Your body will tell you. It'll give you a resonance of a yes or a no. It doesn't give you a maybe.
Right.
If you know what I mean. Use your body as a pendulum.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck to you with that.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm going to unmute you now. So anybody else on the phone, star 2, to raise your hand to share anything. All right, while you guys are deciding, you shy people, I'm going to go to the webcast page, and Jamie is asking, how do you collapse the field with the two-point method safely? Well, if it's for yourself, you want to make sure you're not collapsing onto the floor with no catcher, if you know what I mean. On your bed is good. For someone else, again, if you do it the way that you were taught, you need to catch them safely. But if you do it in a chair, you have to hold this feeling state in your body that whatever you do, two-point time travel, whatever, that it will be done safely for the person. To the degree that they can receive, no more, no less. And so if you're working on someone else, you have to make it, you have to get a verbal agreement that they're willing to collapse whatever the pattern is. And that the side effects, well, we don't necessarily know what the side effects are going to be, but they got to be willing to accept whatever is going to come forth from the collapse. In other words, they're going to have to allow some kind of shift and changes in their life, their attitude, their outlook, and all that. So if it's a body thing, like a health issue, an injury or a trauma to the body, it's going to have emotional components to it. So you have to ask them if they're ready to change. If it's anything really big, you got to ask them. So you get their conscious permission to do the work. So if that answers your question, type in the on your webcast page. And we're going to go back to the phone now. Let's see, who would like star 2? Okay, we've got, Nancy's got her hand raised again. All right, let me get to her and then we'll get to Roxanne. Okay, Nancy, you're on again.
No, actually, I didn't have my hand up. It just didn't get put down again.
Oh, I can't remember what star number to unraise your hand.
Can I star 2 again and maybe it'll...
Well, try it.
There you go. I just lowered myself.
It does it. It did it. Yep. Okay, star 2 and star 2. Okay, Roxanne, yep. You're on This Is Your Life.
Hi, Kenji.
Remember that show way back in the 50s and 60s? This Is Your Life.
Oh, here we go. Okay, I have two questions for you. First one is, what was up with the energy yesterday? I don't know. I'm usually on a very even keel. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, I don't know if it was the equinox, something mm-hmm. was amplified, and I was like restless and mm-hmm. anxious and penned mm-hmm. up. And I actually had to sit down and meditate and also listen to an activation to completely shift my energy into a more calm state. So I was just curious if you personally felt anything or if any of the members had felt anything a little bit differently, and you could explain, was it just a Roxanne thing or was it more universal?
Well, I had a reading yesterday with my archangel friend, and I also had a potluck party, kind of a going away party for some friends that I just met, one of whom I'm going to hire, and the energy was really good. It was really, for me, very in the moment, very just a very nice energy. So I would suspect, since you're connected with all of this that we're doing, that you felt some of that amplification. So I wouldn't be concerned about yesterday. It's just if you have a tendency every now and then to get too much energy, you might want to recalibrate your chakras so that you only receive what is comfortable for your body. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it was particularly in the morning it was bad, and then I shifted in the afternoon, and all was back to flow and harmony, and I felt great.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a weird morning.
Well, you know, spring energies, people are always going through a lot of stuff right now, a lot of stuff, and we have to remain, well, okay, here's a preview of April's online series. So what you can do for yourself energetically is to intend that you only receive the energies that are important for you, and everything else will be disregarded or discarded, as you would say.
Okay. Okay.
You know, part of the issues with autism, bipolar, these kind of things that these younger generation kids are experiencing is too much input into the brain.
Hmm.
Too much. And they don't know how to balance it. And then, you know, being put on drugs doesn't help any.
Absolutely.
Adults experience it in the form of overwhelm. They say, I'm just overwhelmed today. Can't function too well. Gotta go to sleep again. Stuff like that.
Okay. Second question for you is, when you're doing activations, you know, you'll call in our pets, which is amazing, and I didn't tell you, but I adopted my a new dog. I adopted a Bernese Mountain Dog. I've had her a month. It was a month on Saturday.
Hey,
she's amazing.
One of those big slobbering dogs?
Yeah, she actually is dry mouth, so she doesn't drool, but she's 110 pounds of love. I call her my love bug, and I'm 117 pounds, so, you know, she's almost got me in weight. She sheds a lot, though. I mean, I have to two or three times a day. Yeah, it's not pretty.
Oh, God, that's like Polly's. Oh, jeez.
But, you know, I listened. So she listened to one of your activations a couple weeks back, or last week when we did one of the moon calls, the lunation call. You know, you usually call in pets, and sometimes you'll say, hey, call in your family, call in your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Can we proxy, even though you're not inviting us to do that? So I have a lot of friends right now, like you said, everyone's going through stuff, and I'm bombarded with their stuff on a daily basis because they come to me for, you know, support and advice, and, you know, there's a lot of people going through a lot of different things right now, and can I proxy them in, or is that a no-no?
Get their permission.
Just intuitively ask if I can...
No, physically. Physically.
Oh, physically?
Yes, physically, because unless you're doing a conscious phone call, healing work, it is best to verbalize to them, email, phone call, text message, Facebook message, that you're wanting to do that for them so you get their okay, because if they're not ready for the energies, it can serve in a not-so-positive way. It can throw them off course.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to throw them more off course than they already are. I mean, some of them are, you know, really struggling through various things.
Well, you know what? Also, you can suggest to them that they sign up for the call.
True.
And try it one time and see if they relate.
That's a good point. I know some of them aren't exactly as open-minded to...
Well, here's the question to them. If they're struggling, you know, with the energies and everything, do you want to get some help for yourself, or do you want to keep struggling? See, because the mind can put up all kinds of excuses and resistance.
Absolutely.
To these activations or anything that can be empowering to them.
And it's a lot less scary than going and sitting down across the you know, couch from your psychologist. So, you know, this is if they're open to it, absolutely.
Yes.
You know, I have some that are more closed-minded than others.
Well, if they're church people, are they church people?
Some are.
All right. So you can give them this thought, which would, like, trigger some stuff in them probably.
Oh, no, you just giggled. This is going to be good.
Yeah. You can tell them that we work with the Christ energies. We work with the teachings of Jesus. So there shouldn't be a problem philosophically with that, let alone energetically. You can just say that I've studied the more esoteric teachings of Jesus that was not put in the Bible. See, here's the thing. If they're churchgoers and they haven't found a solution to their stuff, what does that tell you? They've got to, like, look in another arena.
They do, but I find, too, that they don't necessarily want to look within and really do the work to tackle the problems. They want to. There's a lot of excuses and blaming
yeah.
and,
yeah.
you know, these lower vibrations and frequencies that
yeah.
they just, it's not healthy. And they look at me and they're like, well, how come you're so centered? And I'm like, well, because I meditate and, you know, I work with a lot of healers. And then some of them
yeah.
are like, what? Then you're, then right away I'm woo-woo because, you know, now they're going to pass judgment.
That's
and
right.
Just,
and
you know,
then when they pass judgment, say, oh, by the way, what did Jesus say about passing judgments? Oh, yeah, okay. Right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
you
That's
could just
why I
go.
Thought of,
yeah.
It, yeah, that's why I, when I asked the question, I was like, oh, man, if I could just sneak this in and try to help them. But, okay, I get it. No sneaking you in.
Yeah.
They really need the help. That's the unfortunate part, and you know.
Well, here's the thing they can relate to. Tell them that we work with the power of love and
right.
forgiveness and compassion, which we do. So you're not lying that way.
That's good. That's good. I'm
yeah.
actually jotting some notes because.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. yeah.
Yeah.
This is like, it's good because if I can get through to some of them, they would just feel so much better and just be more centered and grounded and happier people. Better
well, see, they're seeing your centeredness, and so they want to know, but yeah, their mind gets in the way.
Yeah, but I put in the work. I mean, I put in years of work to get here, and that's not to say I don't have my moments because I do. But
yeah.
you know, it's just so much easier for people. They just take the easy way out. You know, and I'm just speaking for my friend group, but I suppose we could apply that universally,
mm-hmm.
where they're just not invested in really getting to the core of the issue
yeah.
and releasing it.
Yeah.
It takes so much energy, and I've explained this to them, to hold on to any sort of negative feelings or, you know, passing judgment or throwing guilt or shading people and having all this anger and rage, you know.
Yes.
And it's, forgiving is really for the strong.
Mm-hmm.
is what I tell them,
mm-hmm.
and they just revert back. I mean, I just see it time and again, and then they just,
yeah.
they're stagnated in life.
Yeah. You can say, well, Jesus taught that it's easier to let go of your pain than it is to hold on to it. You're right. Holding on to that stuff takes a lot of energy.
Exactly. And we all have stuff. But they tend to think that their stuff is like the worst stuff in the world. Nobody has it worse than them, you know?
Yeah, well, keep telling them. Pretty much everybody, 85% of humanity is going through exactly what you're going through. So that's 8.5 out of 10 people.
Wow. Wow.
Well, that's why the world's in the state that it's in. And if you were to be an interviewer and to ask Joe Public, like married people that appear to have their act together and got the money and got the cars and got the job and got the status and got the power and the recognition and all that, if you were to really honestly ask them, are you truly happy? Do you have eternal peace? Do you have joy in your life? You would be surprised at what they would say if they were really honest.
Well, no.
They have more stress because of worry of what they have that they might lose.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing.
Yep.
So in a way, people that don't have much, they don't really have much to worry about except for probably lack of money. Wish I had a little more. But you got to remember, stress probably is. Stress is the number one cause of medical conditions in the human body. If you take out stress, worry, if you take that out, everybody's body would be healthy. We wouldn't be overweight. We wouldn't have heart problems. We wouldn't have cancer. We wouldn't have obesity, diabetes, all that kind of stuff. Plus, you would have less injuries, if any. And how many people do you know that have had major injuries, trauma to their body, car accidents, falling on their tailbone, skiing, knee injuries, sports injuries? Pretty common now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think a lot of it lies in people always tend to be on a quest for more, more, more.
Mm-hmm.
People don't stop and appreciate what they have and
mm-hmm.
look at what
they
have.
Yeah.
You know, and I just actually said this to a friend of mine yesterday. And I said, you know, stop saying what you don't have and take a look at what you have. And have some gratitude. You know,
yep.
Gratitude is the attitude. Come on now.
That's good. And, gratitude is the attitude, yep.
Yeah, it's a bumper sticker logic every once in a while on these people. But, yeah, it's like, just stop. Appreciate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, yeah, it's just hard sometimes because they just, like you said, they just put up walls. I don't know how you do it. Like, I don't know how you do it with your members and your you know, all the teachings that you do when you run into clients who are participants who just block you at every turn and they don't really, you know, they say they want to help.
I don't get those kind of clients.
No?
No.
No.
Oh.
Well, see, my intention is to receive people that are ready and that are open for the work. I don't want to just take anybody.
Hmm.
I mean, I did in the beginning when I was starting my business and my practice way a long time ago, but you know, you can be choosy in the sense of the kind of people you want to be around and the kind of clients you want to have.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You can qualify that. Letter to God. Okay, God, here's what I'd like to have with friends. These are the kind of friends I'd like to have. This is the kind of landlord I'd like to have. So just give you an example. I think you guys read the little miracle story that was in the last newsletter. And, you know, I was going to be out of here from the new owners wanting to do Airbnb and or 30-day monthly rentals, which everybody's doing here in Sedona. Not to say that they're making it doing it that way because it's way overpriced. God knows, I don't know why people would pay so much to stay here, you know. But maybe it's to stay in a house rather than a motel room or a hotel room. But anyway. So the new owners, you know, are going to let me go at the end of May. And so I'm going through this whole thing again of, oh, I got to move, I got to pack, and oh, my God, Craigslist again and property management people. And, you know, there's nothing available here. And she changed her mind, oh, within a week, I guess, from our first meeting or 2 weeks. But it was like a text message, do you want to stay here? So she changed her mind. She didn't explain why, but we know angels and certain other beings had conversations with her on the higher planes and convinced her that, hey, Kenji's got to stay here because he's meant to be in this house and he's meant to stay in Sedona. You can't kick him out. She was open enough to listen on that higher level because she's part of my soul group. And so that's another thing, you know, you want to draw in people that are from your soul group because they're like-minded people.
Very true. Very true. And I have actually recently voted some people off the island that were not part of my soul group and people that I had known for, you know, a decade or more because of their toxicity. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to make sure that I'm with people that are positive and help me evolve and, you know,
mm-hmm.
really help me to grow as a human.
Okay, so do your letter to God kind of thing. Be specific and then let it go emotionally and energetically after you send it to yourself. I always compose it in an email and then I send it to myself.
Absolutely.
But you
can burn
write it down. Yes,
and then burn
do ceremony
right.
and burn it. And you know how like the natives do
yep.
with their intentions, you could do that. But the main thing is to not be emotionally attached to the outcome. You just leave the details to God, to your angels, to your guardian angel, to your higher self.
Yep, if you fully surrender, it's so much easier. You know you're being taken care of. The universe has your back, so just move forward.
Yeah, and we all have to really know that, not just intellectually, but we actually have to know in our bodies what that feeling is like of having your back covered.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're not going to be thrown out into the wilderness, you know, with no resources and no money and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's part of what these changes are about. It's really a call for everybody to trust.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I took a whole
You're
bunch of notes.
Welcome.
And, wow, that
yeah,
was great.
A bunch of notes.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I always
take
notes with you. It's amazing. It's like homework. I'm like, oh, it's like school.
Good. Good deal. Okay. Thank you, dear, very much for your sharing.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to unmute her now. Let's see. Okay, anybody else? Star 2 to raise your hand. And Roxanne, don't forget to hit star 2 again so your hand goes down. I will go to the Q&A page because there's some new posts here. So let's see here. So Jamie says, thank you. She goes, yes, thank you. Okay, so we answered her question. Pam, I'm assuming you're still in Hawaii. See, there is a universal energy due to solar storms. Go to Kaylin Castle's page on Facebook and see the information about the solar storms that have been going on for a few days. KAYELINCASTELL on Facebook. Yeah, we've had recently some big solar flares. So what solar flares do, they initiate even more change, deeper change. It's a catalyst. So these sonic waves that come from the sun and hit our atmosphere, they're all catalyzing, hopefully to wake people up. And sometimes when you resist the wake-up call, then you can get an injury. You can get an accident. You can get weird stuff happening. Okay, Jamie says, from Salt Lake, we did a weekend training up in Park City back in 2009, I think, 2008. In February, and it was rather still cold up there, a little bit of snow there up in them Dar Hills, but that's the only time we went to Utah. Interestingly enough, pretty much all of the people there that attended were Mormons, and the sessions that we got were people that said they left the church, but we found out energetically they were still tied in on an agreement level, so we basically had them null and void the contract with the church. So some of you that had a Catholic upbringing and no longer relate to the church that way, it would be good for you to do that as well. Okay, Jamie says, I also feel that we can appreciate and be grateful, but everyone is feeling the shifts on the earth. So there is a sensitivity to feeling that we, as a humanity group, have not taken care of the earth. So even if you release your individual stress, there is also a group stress that we feel in the collective. To completely reduce the stress, we have to come together as a collective to truly take care of the earth. Well, here's my take on that. That's true on the level that you're saying that. The earth can take care of itself if we just get out of the way. And there are technologies, ET technologies, off-planet, that have been waiting to be implemented, but then again, the shadow part of all of this kind of interferes with that, if you know what I mean, which is unfortunate. But it'll come someday. So, do your best not to be a part of this collective group stress, because you don't have to. You don't have to feel the collective group stress of tribal consciousness. suggesting is that you tune into the Earth Mother and just ask her what you can do to help her. She'll probably say, just keep channeling the light from Source into the Earth. And then she will take that energy and do as she will with it. So you don't have to direct anything regarding the Earth. Let her take care of it. Again, it's like leaving the details up to Earth Mother to take care of things. And of course, you do your little things to take care of keeping the planet clean and healthy and all that. Okay. You can post if that is a helpful response. Oh, Pam says, this was meant for the lady who just got off the call who didn't understand the emotional fluctuations. Okay. And again, we can be the effect of solar flares or not. See, it all depends on what kind of game you want to play on the planet. So if there's 144,000 different games going on the planet at any one given time, you can choose to play any or all of them. Just because somebody else is playing that game doesn't mean that you have to. And because certain people believe that this is true doesn't mean that you have to believe that. You just have to believe what your soul believes. Okay. Phone, star 2 to raise your quantum hand. Ah, here we go. We got Amherst. Must be a new member. Amherst, Massachusetts. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. This is Jean Bargeron.
Oh, wait a minute. You're going to have to turn up your volume or something. You're very low. Or speak louder.
Oh, hi. I took it off the speaker.
Oh, that's better.
Yes. This is Jean Bargeron, and I'm actually in East Hampton, Massachusetts, and I have two questions. One is that I live in a complex of mainly 55 or older, and most of the people are just, they just kind of sit in their apartments and watch TV and kind of wait to, you know, leave the earth, and sometimes the energies, I just feel like my energies are being sucked out.
Yeah, they
especially
are.
By the lady that's next door to me.
Yes.
She just, to go to her car, she walks all the way around three sides of my apartment, and her car is right in front of my apartment, and I just feel like she just takes everything. And I do my meditations, I do Tai Chi, and so I guess my question is, how can I keep it within my apartment?
There's a couple of things. You can establish the pillars of light in the four corners of your apartment. So that creates a protective shield around your unit.
Yeah, I do that every morning and every night.
Okay. Ask them to make it stronger. And now here's what you can do.
Okay.
This might take some guts on your part.
Okay.
Talk to the lady. Talk to the lady and tell her exactly what she's doing. Now, at the same time, after you share with her what she's doing energetically, give her some tips or ideas on how she can meditate and begin to gather her own energy.
Okay.
Because you don't want to continue.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, if she doesn't relate to it, well, that's not going to be your problem. But at least you will have made an effort to communicate with her, because maybe she's very lonely and she has nobody to talk to. And so she's going to go around and draw energy from people because she doesn't know any better.
Actually, I think she knows exactly what she's doing. She just is too lazy to do it for herself.
Okay, well then tell her that's not acceptable what she's doing to you in your apartment. If you know that she's really doing that consciously, tell her, not acceptable. Okay, stop doing that. Or we're going to call the police and file a police report. We have an energy sucker in the next unit here where I live.
All right, I'll try that.
But here's the other thing you can do. Before you physically talk to her on a soul mm-hmm. level, communicate with her soul and ask the soul why she's doing that. And you'll get an answer.
Okay.
That's the first thing you should
do. I was thinking of communicating with her by the soul. Ask why she's doing it. Okay.
Yes, ask her that. Uh-huh. Talk to her soul to soul. So it would be an out-of-body experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that'd be interesting. You can post on this webcast after the fact. You can post what happened. That would be interesting.
Okay. I'll do that. I'll post to see what her communication is. And the other question I have is that I possibly have an opportunity to move to New Mexico in a community that's just getting started.
That's what?
And it's just getting started.
Okay.
And I'm just not sure if that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm older, and my body's not, in the tip-top shape.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just, let's see, I guess what I'm asking is how would I, I have already gotten some tips and written down from other people, and I read your post of, what to do. And so I am looking to move, whether I move locally or out to New Mexico. But so how do I ask, what is it that I'm supposed to do, next?
Okay, well, letter to God, to your higher self. All right, just express, just type in or write down what the situation is, and that you are open to getting guidance and assistance in your next move.
Okay.
Now, just some practical things. Not that it affects everybody, but Santa Fe can be a lovely place to live. It gets rather cold with the snow in the wintertime. It is at, I think, about 5,900 feet. So 6,000 feet, I believe. And if you can relate to the high desert, so the air is going to be dry like it is here in Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when people move to a high desert, dry climate, they can get allergies from the trees. I didn't know that.
Oh.
And your skin can actually get dry, which means you'll need to put lotion on every
mm-hmm.
day. I find moisturizing almond oil that you get at the health food store is
mm-hmm.
excellent. It's excellent. And it's cheaper than if you... Well, it's about the same price, I guess. But moisturizing almond oil, I think it's by Now. It's a Now brand. But that is very good for your skin. It's not oily.
Well, one of the reasons I was going to move here is to get away from such a damp climate and the allergies.
Yeah. Well, high desert has different kind of allergies, apparently. But the natives believe if you eat local honey in the area where you live, that will be a protection against allergic reactions.
Okay.
Local honey. It's got to be made locally, like in the area, like within a, 25, 50-mile radius of where you're living. That would be hard to get, maybe, but you just have to ask the local health food store.
Mm-hmm.
So that's raw, unpasteurized honey. So, yeah, have fun with your meditation, writing your letter to God.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, I think that's it. Thanks.
Okay, you're most welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Okay,
right.
Hit star 2 to put your hand down.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go to the webcast page again. See if there's any other comments. Oh, we've got... Let's see. Where are we? Okay, we've got Pam says again, Kenji, I have done my letter to God, and I am still struggling with the housing situation. Aren't things supposed to go quicker now? I have no idea if I am doing something that is blocking my progress. Though, when I ask those who work with me, I don't get that I am. Still, no idea why this is taking so long. Any ideas on how to go forward? By the way, I am still stuck in Rancho Cucamonga. Oh, so she's still in California. Okay. Well, Pam, there must be a reason why you're still stuck in Cucamonga. And that's a funny name for a city. So, again, I would ask your higher self to show you where you are stuck in your mind, where you're stuck in your mind. And if there's any part of your heart that is in resistance to receiving the blessings and the guidance. Now remember that you have to be really clear of your genetic patterns, family, genetics, race patterns, because that still could be affecting your struggle. Okay, so meditate on that. Again, maybe letter to God, but go into deep silence in the meditation and just ask and then receive. Without, and again, any preconceived ideas of when, how, and where. Okay, hope that helps. Jamie says, thank you for your perspective. You're welcome. And Susan says, hi Kenji, can you please talk more about how our body can do its own healing and how we can use this ability? Thank you. Well, that's a great question. Sacramento. Wait a minute. Susan, do I know you from when we did the Sacramento trips back in 2008 and 2009 and 2010? Because your name looks familiar. So you can post yes, no. Okay. Okay, so remember, back in the very beginning, we talked about this somewhat in the past. So in the very beginning, your physical bodies here on Earth, before they got altered and messed up by these certain forces that do no good here, play their silly games. Okay, before all that, your bodies, our bodies, were meant to live indefinitely in a state of youthfulness. It didn't have the codes for dying, aging, disease, sickness, all of that. So, over the millennia of time, it does appear that our DNA and our genetics got altered without our conscious knowing. And so at some point, the veil came over humanity and all this and that, and the whole thing of sin, and you know all that. So I believe what is necessary to help bring the body back to its original coding and vibration of living life abundantly, somehow we have to either deactivate what was implanted in our system, or we have to bring in some kind of a frequency and energy that will self-correct all that so that the brain, again, can operate from a place of infinite wisdom, health, well-being. So I guess we can start by becoming aware of the programming in our genetics, family line, our ancestors, the country that we've primarily incarnated into. So that could be Europe, could be Asia. Not so much the United States, because the United States is fairly young as a country. But the older countries in Europe and Asia. And to become aware of what we adopted in our DNA as far as a cultural influence. So you got to remember, if you've incarnated a lot in countries that have had wars, like lots of wars, like the Middle East as an example, you're most likely going to inherit that level of stuff. So I think a creative way, a visualization to correct that so that the body can self-heal would be to, with your imagination, deactivate all those programs. So, like, what do you do when you have an old program or a software program on your computer that you go, ah, no, I don't want to use this anymore. This is an old version of Word. I need to buy the 2016 version of Word. I got to delete my 2003 version because it ain't working so good now. What do you do? You go to My Computer, you go to Programs and Features. You scroll down the list till you see Word, and then you're going to click on it, and you'll have the option to uninstall or whatever. You want to uninstall it. So you can playfully do that kind of imagery. Uninstall these software programs that are way too old and not relevant for now. Same thing like if you're on Windows 8 instead of Windows 10, I think you might want to delete Windows 8 and reinstall Windows 10. Let's see, another example. On your cell phone, you've got all kinds of apps that are basically useless. And you've got them running in the background. So go to your app store, delete all the apps that aren't relevant that you never use, and then turn off the apps that you do use so they're not always running in the background and influencing you. And just turn it on when you need it. So you can do that kind of imagery. Have fun with it. Okay, Susan. Post if that was a relevant response to your query. We're going to go back to the phone here. Okay, star 2 to raise your hand. Whoops, how did Nancy get open? We got to unmute Nancy. Mute Nancy. Okay, so star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone. PA, what's happening in Philadelphia? West LA, as opposed to East LA. Star 2, raise your hand. Ooh, nobody's raising their hand yet. I'm going to go back to the Q&A page and see if anybody has posted anything. Uh-oh. I didn't hear the question you asked, but if it is, have we met? No, unfortunately, I have not met you. Okay. Well, we did a whole bunch of trainings there in Shingle Springs at that healing center, that small healing center in Shingle Springs, and we also did some trainings in Sacramento, I believe. Long time ago, it seems. Okay. Thank you for responding to that. All right, I'm going to go back to the conference line. We're going to ask one more time. Start you to raise your hand. We will end the call if nobody else has any other sharings or questions. We'll give you 30 more seconds. The countdown has begun. All right, going back to Q&A page. Okay, nobody's posting. Going back to the phone. Star 2 to raise your hand. All right, Nancy has got her hand up. Okay, you're unmuted, Nancy.
Hi, Kenji. Can we just have a short activation with you before we say goodbye?
All right, I'm going to mute you now. All right, we will do a star 2 to unraise your hand, and we will do a short prayer. How about that? I'm going to check the Q&A board one more time. Okay, nobody's posted there. Alrighty. Okay, so I invite your pets to tune into this prayer. Actually, we'll do a little prayer for all your pets, especially that big doggy, that big boo, that non-slobbering doggy. Must have a really cute face, really cute face. Okay. So, for all you doggies out there and kitties and birds, we're going to do a prayer for you so that you can remain in a wonderful state of well-being and health. So, we're going to ask all of you to, if you are doing this, to release yourself from taking on the human energy and from taking on the erratic energies of the planet, not so much Mother Earth, but what's going on with humanity. So we ask that you be divinely protected from all of the stuff that's in the atmosphere of this planet, as well as any emotional things that are going on within the family where you live, and that you maintain your petness in groundedness, centeredness, and calm. And we're going to ask you to telepathically communicate more with the people that you love, telepathically. Let them know what your needs are. Let them know about your wisdom, what you have to teach them. And if you don't like your diet, to please make it known to your master that you want a change of diet and the kind of diet you want to eat. And it could also be people food. You can live off of people food. Okay. Now for the rest of you here. So we're going to ask Prime Source, the angels that help guide and support humanity, your guardian angel, your higher self, of course, to guide you more consciously, or for your body and your mind and your heart to be more conscious of the guidance from the soul, from the spirit. And that you begin to truly trust your intuition, your instincts, your gut feelings about decisions that you will make in the future, whether it's location move, job change, relationship change, ways in which you can enhance your meditation and prayer practice. Ask the Earth Mother to bring to you the nourishing energies through your feet chakras to help your body to begin to realize that it can self-heal any and all conditions, past, present, and future. And that you deserve the healing that you desire, that you are good enough to be the awakened being that you are. And to know each and every day the blessings that come your way, not only from the angels, but from other people and other light beings that are watching over the earth. And we ask that you become more conscious in the dream state of what you are doing on that level. And always know that you are loved and supported always. And that you, as an individualized spirit from Prime Source, have all the attributes and qualities of Prime Source. Because you were created in the likeness of and you came here to do your Father's work, symbolically speaking. So go forth and do the work in joy, in laughter, with grace and ease. So until next time, the universe sends you its blessings to go for it. And be the Creator God that you are. So until next time, namaste to everyone. Mahalo.